KUNR recently hosted a Facebook Live event in Spanish, in partnership with the Nevada Independent, to clarify the voting process for the upcoming election. To learn more, KUNR's Lucia Starbuck checks in with Natalie Van Hooser, one of our bilingual reporters, who moderated the event.
So, Natalie, fill us in. For listeners who don't speak Spanish or couldn't attend the Facebook Live event, what was it about?
So I moderated a conversation with KUNR's Stephanie Serrano, who's my bilingual reporting colleague, and Jasmine Orozco Rodriguez, a bilingual reporter with the Nevada Independent. We talked about some topics we've been reporting on, including the processes and deadlines for registering to vote and casting a ballot, whether that be by mail or in person. We also touched on the types of questions voters will find on the ballot, voting resources, and voter intimidation.
Talking about voter intimidation, what does that mean, and how can voters identify and report it?
Stephanie with KUNR spoke to this. She explained that generally speaking, voter intimidation is when you go to vote and someone there is pressuring you to vote a certain way, asking personal questions, or maybe even using tactics like asking if you're eligible to vote.
Y esas personas van a tener un chaleco beige.
Here, Steph is saying that there will be designated election workers in beige vests at polling sites, and those are the people you should speak to if you're noticing or experiencing voter intimidation. If the situation gets tense, poll workers can call the registrar of voters or law enforcement.
And what about Spanish speakers who want to vote either by mail or in person? What does that process look like?
Stephanie said polling machines will allow people to vote in English or Spanish, but the polling locations won't necessarily have personnel on site who speak Spanish. The Washoe County Registrar of Voters encourages people to bring someone with them who can serve as an interpreter if they're going to vote in person. If you're voting by mail, someone who's bilingual in your household could help you complete your ballot. Or you can show up at the Washoe County Registrar of Voters office, and there are some Spanish-speaking staff who can answer questions.
And this general election includes more than voting for president. What other questions and races can Nevadans expect on the ballot?
Jasmine with the Nevada Independent mentioned that there are 6 ballot questions this year, as well as local, state, and federal races that people can vote on.
También tenemos elecciones importantes para representantes del estado.
Here, Jasmine is reminding everyone that you can vote on issues and candidates, including various members of the school board and city council, along with judges and members of the Nevada System of Higher Education Board of Regents. She also touched on deadlines for registration, how to fill out a mail ballot, and how to find the locations for mail ballot drop-off boxes. You can find those sites on the Nevada Secretary of State's website.
You mentioned voting resources, especially for Spanish speakers. What information is available?
Well, we want to get the word out that KUNR and the Nevada Independent have bilingual election coverage. On the Spanish page of the KUNR website, we have a comprehensive story detailing voter registration and voting procedures. Steph also illustrated a guide with the key steps for voting by mail. And the Nevada Independent recently published articles and videos in both English and Spanish explaining the 6 ballot questions. They also have a Spanish language podcast called Cafecito con Lucy Michelle, which covers topics related to the election. And the Washoe County Registrar of Voters website also has videos in English and Spanish that detail how to submit a mail ballot.
Natalie, thanks for recapping the event for us.
Un placer. Thank you.
KUNR's Spanish language Facebook Live event about the voting process for Nevada's 2020 general election was supported by the Facebook Journalism Project, America Amplified, and Noticiero Mobile. You can find it in the video section of KUNR Public Radio's Facebook page.